super delicious cereal presents The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Brought to you by that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Today's episode takes Superman and young Jimmy Olsen into the secret lair of the Nazi killer, Baron Trump. There's trouble brewing, but before we continue with our story, let's join John, who is telling of his thrilling flight in a T-47 Thunderbolt.
As I was saying, fellas, they were taking the T-47 on the test flight, and they asked me to go along. Well, it was a chance of a lifetime for me, but things were pretty quiet after we got in.
Well, how was that?
Well, the T-47 is a single-seater, so in order for two fellows to drop in it, they had to take out the seat cushion and have the pilot sit in my lap.
In your lap? Did you do any fancy stunts like a snap roll or an inverted loop?
Well, there were not the two men in the cockpit, Jack. We went through some of the easy maneuvers, and then the pilot asked me if I was willing to try a dive.
Have you ever dived in a plane before?
Frankly, no. But I can tell you, Jack, it was a thrill I wouldn't have missed for anything.
No, I'll bet you wouldn't. Gee, what an experience.
It wasn't long after that I got a Marvel T-47 out of a package of Kellogg's Pep.
Like the one you flew in? Golly, I wish I had a Model T-47 myself.
Well, then, Jack just heard about the mystery model planes that come inside some of the Kellogg's Pep packages. So he hasn't collected many yet. But I don't have to remind all of you that there are 20 different plane models you can get in the Pep packages. And one of these models is the T-37 I was just telling you about. And with other Pep packages, you get a different prize. A hot iron transfer of one of the exciting insignia that are printed in all fighting planes. And take my word for it, gang, your very first spoonful of 20 golden caps shows you you've got a mighty swell tasting best material. Gang, we'll see your mother get through a package of crisp, delicious Pep tomorrow. See which prize you find inside. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, The Adventures of Superman.
Within 48 hours, a new aerial armada of 1,000 flying fortresses is scheduled to take off from an American East Coast airport on a non-stop flight to Italy. And although great secrecy has surrounded the mass flight of four motor B-17 bombers, Nazi espionage agents have gotten wind of it and are planning to intercept and destroy the plane with a new secret weapon. But Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter, has other plans. He sees him now in his apartment, where young Jimmy Olsen, the Daily Planet's former copy boy, now a cub reporter, is doing a strange thing, bandaging Clark Kent's head and face with roll after roll of glory.
Wait a minute. You're covering my eyes. Gotta be able to see. Well, maybe I'd do a better job if I knew what this was all about. Why do you want your head and face bandaged?
Well, you never make a detective, Jim.
Why not?
Because you don't put two and two together.
Well, that's all the bandage there is. Now what?
Oh, tear off the strip of that piece right there and flap to the loose end down. I don't get the tape in my hair.
Really? This big enough?
Mm-hmm, I think so. Put it here on the side.
Fine.
How do I look?
Well, that's a moment.
Would you recognize me on the street?
Recognize you? I've known for my life. All you can see is your eyes and your mouth and some hair in back.
Fine. Just the way I want.
Why?
One of these days, I'm going to get you a job as master of ceremonies on a cruise program. The best question after I know.
Oh, gosh. Do I have to be kept in the dark all the time like a mole?
Really? Relax. Relax. I'll explain everything. What time is it?
10 minutes to 8.
Oh, good going, Jim. Thomas Adams was needed in front of that loft building in Church of Susan 10th Avenue at 8 o'clock.
You mean to say you're going to meet him with your head and face all bandaged up like that?
Tell him I was in a fight and got banged up.
Oh, what's the idea? I don't get it.
Now, here it is in a nutshell. Adams, you know, is working for a Nazi spy ring run by a man named Baron Trump. Trying to find out when those T-17 bombers are leaving for Italy and what route they're taking.
Not much I know.
All right. Now, Adams thinks we're willing to sell the information the spy ring needs, and he's agreed to take it to the big boss, Baron Trump.
I still don't understand why you wanted your face and head bandaged, so I won't be recognized, Jesse.
Those Krantz and his henchman Krantz never seen you once before.
Why didn't you say so?
Why didn't you ask?
Well, see, if all I do is ask, and all you keep saying is all I do is ask.
Oh, Bob, forget it, forget it. Now, do you know? You feel that?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, by the way. We have to use fictitious names in case they ask us who we are. Finally, Eddie Brown and the rest of Jim Smith. I remember that, will you? Brown and Smith.
Okay.
And let me do most of the talking. Uh-oh. 8:00. Hey, we're late.
Yeah, take it straight to 10th Avenue.
Okay, what do we owe you?
80 cents.
All right. Here, and $1, 6 cents.
Thanks.
Come on, Jim. Sit down.
Thank you.
to talk over a little business proposition, Miss Betty. I thought you would like to show me some important information, eh?
Yeah. For a price?
Of course, for a price. Provided the information is authentic.
Of course, Frederick. You can be sure of that.
Very well. The minute you start it.
Lean forward. His small, two-button eyes gleaming. One consummate, the Baron agent, rubbed his fat hands together. For a brief moment, he glanced around the room, wondering what had become of Baron Cruz. And as luck would have it, his X-ray vision failed to pass over the one panel behind which the Baron was locked in with him. In just a moment, we'll return for the thrilling climax to this episode. But first, John wants to name some of the exciting prizes that come with the swellest breakfast you can eat. Go ahead, John.
Remember what I told you a while back about the P-47 Thunderbolt being one of the plane models you can get in the Kellogg's Pet Packages? Well, that's just one of many prizes, because there are 20 different models you can get. A Drummond Avenger, a Martin Marauder, a Curtis Commander, and lots of others. Ah, but that's only part of the story. In other Pet Packages, you get a hot iron transfer instead of the plane model. A transfer of one of the U.S. Air Force combat insignia. And in every single Pet Package, you get lots of one of the crispiest, most delicious breakfast cereals you ever sat down to. Going to see your mother get you a package of crisp, delicious Pep tomorrow. See which prize you found inside the package. And remember the name Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to our story. Our scene is the same. The well-guarded basement hideout of Baron Crump and his master's firing. Well, the point makes one of the Baron's stations, it should have been taking dinner, while the Baron himself listens and watches from behind a secret mirror panel he takes with a peephole. Clarence made a speaking.
It is my understanding that you have information concerning the time of departure and arrival. The last flight of American bombers shortly to leave this country for Italy. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct.
And you are willing to sell this information for the sum of $2,000?
In cash?
Naturally. How else should we pay you?
Well, I just wanted to make sure. What do you want this information?
That is none of your business.
You are selling, we are buying, but we do with it as our affair.
Yes, sure. I just thought maybe we'd cut the price down or give you the information for nothing.
What?
If you're working for the Third Reich, if you're Nazi, what makes you think they are Nazi? I'm sure.
Oh, you are.
And you do not approve?
Why not?
Maybe you do some good to get a guy like Hitler over here.
Hmm.
And do you feel the same way?
To me?
Yes, you.
Feel what way?
Would you like to see Hitler become supreme ruler of the world?
Hitler? There's only one way I'd like to see Hitler. Death.
For a moment, a hushed silence settled over the basement hideout. As Jimmy, forgetting himself in the role he was supposed to be playing, put his true feeling into words. Kent turned pale behind his concealing bandages. Walter Kleinsmith stiffened in his chair. Behind the wall panel where he had heard and seen everything, Baron Crump reaches inside his jacket. He removes a small, pearl-handled revolver from his holster. What will happen? As Jimmy, in a burst of patriotic feeling, ruined Clark Kent's carefully laid plan to work his way into the Nazis' firing, there is trouble ahead. Trouble that may test even the mettle of Superman. So don't miss tomorrow's action-packed episode. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you Monday through Friday by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Follow The Adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC publications.